Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Today is Friday, one of the most fabulous days of the week. We hope you're having a fabulous Friday so far. Tomorrow on the Mormon Channel, we have a new episode of Gospel Solutions for Families that's going to premiere, and it's entitled Fostering Reverence in Family Living, and it's part one of two. This episode talks about how to teach your children reverence. Brother Matthew O. Richardson, who is the second counselor in the Sunday School General Presidency, talks with Carol M. Stevens, the first counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency, and Cheryl A. Esplin, who is the second counselor in the Primary General Presidency. This episode will premiere tomorrow at noon, and we hope you enjoy this latest episode of Gospel Solutions for Families. How many of you out there like to grow things? Flowers, fresh vegetables, or maybe just weeds? Just kidding. In the book, How to Talk Well, James Bender tells the story of a farmer who grew award-winning corn. Each year, he won a blue ribbon at the state fair for his amazing corn. One year, a newspaper reporter interviewed him and learned something interesting about how he grew it. The reporter discovered that the farmer shared his seed corn with his neighbors. The reporter asked, "How can you afford to share your best seed corn with your neighbors when they are entering corn in competition with yours each year?" "Why, sir," said the farmer, "didn't you know? The wind picks up pollen from the ripening corn and swirls it from field to field. If my neighbors grow inferior corn, cross-pollination will steadily degrade the quality of my corn. If I am to grow good corn, I must help my neighbors grow good corn." He is very much aware of the connectedness of life. His corn cannot improve unless his neighbor's corn also improves. So it is in other dimensions of our lives. Those who choose to be at peace must help their neighbors to be at peace. Those who choose to live well must help others live well, for the value of a life is measured by the lives it touches. And those who choose to be happy must help others to find happiness, for the welfare of each is bound up with the welfare of all. The lesson for each of us is this: if we are to grow good corn, we must help our neighbors grow good corn. We pulled that from a Gift of Inspiration website, and it's entitled Growing Good Corn. One of the lines that stands out in that story is the line that says, "The value of a life is measured by the lives it touches." That's a pretty powerful statement. So as we help each other, our own lives grow and progress to become better than if we were just working alone on our own field, so to speak. There's another fun story about growing food that we wanted to share with you today. This time it's about tomatoes. And this is a story that Elder M. Russell Ballard told in General Conference, April 2013. And it's from a talk he gave entitled, "This is My Work and My Glory." Here's the story.
As we think about the imagery of succoring the weak, lifting up the hands that hang down, and strengthening feeble knees, I'm reminded of a sweet 7-year-old showing her grandfather a small tomato plant she had started from seed as part of a second grade school project. She explained that from one tiny seed would come a plant, and if the plant were cared for, it would grow many tomatoes that would each have many seeds. She said, "And if all of those seeds were planted and grew more tomatoes, and you planted all of those seeds in a few seasons, you would have millions of tomatoes." All, she said in amazement, from one little seed. But then she said, "I almost killed my plant. I left it in a dark room and forgot to water it. When I remembered the plant, it was wilted and dead-looking. I cried because I thought of all those millions of tomatoes that would never grow." She was then excited to tell her grandfather about the miracle that happened. She explained, "Mama said, maybe the plant wasn't dead. Maybe all it needed was some water and some light to bring life back. And she was right. I gave the plant some water, and I put it in the window for light. And guess what?" she asked. "It came back to life. And now it's going to grow millions of tomatoes. Her small tomato plant, so full of potential, but so weakened and wilted from unintentional neglect, was strengthened and revived through the simple ministration of water and light by the little girl's loving hands.
He says a little bit later in that talk that if we are not careful, we can become like the wilted tomato plant. We can drift away from Christ and become spiritually undernourished and wilted. That principle holds true on so many levels. In any relationship or friendship, if we don't nurture it, it will die. And that applies as well with the relationship that we have with God. If we drift away from Him, don't pray to Him, we will become spiritually undernourished. That's the message we'd like to share with you today. Thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled Bless My Son, and it's featuring Catherine Nelson. Thanks again for being with us. Have a wonderful weekend. And from all of us here at the Mormon Channel, we look forward to being back with you on Monday.
Tell me there is a place in heaven where her voice cannot be heard. Through time and space as a beam of light, it travels like a bird into the ear of the Father as He looks down. As she prays, bless my son, bless my precious one. Give him the strength to find the faith of Emma. Give him the power of Paul in his tongue. Give him the spirit to soften hearts of stone and bring them. To her, he's flesh and blood who seems so far away from here. So every night that goes by, just before she turns out the light, heaven hears, bless my son, bless my precious one. Give him the strength to find the faith of Emma. Give him the power of Paul in his tongue. Give him the spirit to soften hearts of stone and bring them home. And until he's done, bless my son. my precious one. Give him the strength to find the faith of a man. Give him the power of Paul in his tongue. Give him the spirit to soften hearts of stone and bring them home. And until he's done, bless my